This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, March 19th, 2022. We're an hour two of the broadcast, taking your phone calls, 512-248-8252. Stephen Allen, tomorrow, Republic of Texas, 8 a.m. Central. Going to be having a special guest. I knoweth not who it is. And I wanted to get this in real quick. DHS releases new rules on extremism. Will target anyone who questions 2020 election or challenges COVID narrative. If you look at the release, the assessment pointed to newer developments such as narratives of fraud in the recent general election, the emboldening impact of the violent breach of the U.S. Capitol, conditions related to COVID-19 pandemic, and conspiracy theories promoting violence. So that is your new domestic terrorist. Support RBN. If you enjoy this broadcast, donate to RBN. Sam doing a great job engineering. It takes money to run the network. If you have favorite host shows, you learn information from this network, please take time to send a donation to Republic Broadcasting. We got Art, Bruce, Paul, and Bruce coming up. Art, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Hey, Farron. You know, I've been hearing more and more of this lately, and it's kind of starting to really bother me. Since when do United States service members volunteer to go fight in another country's war?
That's a great point. I've heard that too, Art, and supposedly veterans are supposedly going. I mean, I didn't know that was an option. Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought that was like something you never did, was go stick, go fight in another country's war. I wonder when that really became a thing.
And then they'll have the ability, Art, to say, oh, Americans have been killed now, you know, even though they chose to go over there and fight in what's going to be a losing battle, you know.
Oh, yeah. And when I think about this, the only thing I can think of is this is the new stepping stone to becoming a paid mercenary. Because that's what's coming next.
And you correct me if you knew about it earlier. I did not know until we got into the first Iraq war about, you know, these groups like Blackwater or whatever that the government was hiring to go and be special forces. That was news to me, because I knew some police officers in the area that joined and went, and you know, they were like highly paid. They were paying them like $100,000 a year to be basically mercenaries in the Iraq war.
Yeah, that's what they were. They were mercenaries. And no, I didn't learn about Blackwater until it became like, it was like a national story. And I was thinking to myself, the first thing that came to my mind was, these are paid mercenaries. And so now, you know, apparently the way it's looking like to me is looking like volunteering to go over to Ukraine and fight in their war is the new stepping stone to becoming a paid mercenary.
Yeah, soldier of fortune. Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
They've been talking about that on some local radio in some of the bigger cities, basically almost asking veterans if they're interested in volunteering. And yeah. Apparently, one of the big NASCAR, I'm in NASCAR country, one of the big NASCAR owners, supposedly, this is a story here locally in the local media, has bought a huge cache of ammunition that he's shipping to Ukraine. So here you've got a rich person in America that is spending his own money, supposedly, and arming a military in another country in a conflict that we have no national interest in other than our puppet is being deposed. You know, it boggles my mind. It's a great point. I'm glad you brought it up, because actually I had a note here to mention the NASCAR story, and because I don't think it's national, but it's certainly local here.
Yeah, it is the new Soldier of Fortune, absolutely. But I just wanted to bring that up because I've not heard anybody else ask the question, since when do U.S. military service members volunteer to go fight in Ukraine? And all I could think was, these guys must really love war.
Could you imagine, Art, like when we were destroying Iraq, if another country, say North Korea or Iran or what have you, Austria's veterans wanted to go and fight for Iraq against us, our government would be saying, well, that's a declaration of war. We're going to, you know, send our murder circus your way. You're getting sanctions. We would be giving them the treatment of Libya. I know you could sit there and expose hypocrisy as well as I could forever, but it's so incredible. It's so incredible.
It's very incredible. I find it mind numbing.
When I first came on and I mentioned that our Congress voted to give Ukraine $13 billion.
Yeah.
And this is the same Congress, many of the members, not identical, but the same Congress practically that wouldn't spend $4 billion for a wall in our own country.
Yeah, go figure. We gotta secure everybody else's borders but our own. That's how that works. Anyway, I know you got other callers, Farron. I just wanted to bring that up and like get people to ask you that question, since when? Anyway, thanks, man. Have a great one.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. We've got Bruce, Paul, Bruce, and Patrick coming up. Bruce in Texas, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Farron. It just so happens back in 2003, I was looking for work offshore, so I put my resume on oiljobs.com. With my resume as, a former Marine Corps recon, and then afterwards became a paramedic and this and that, and I got an email directly from Eric Prince asking me if I wanted to join his organization, but I turned it down. I'm sure glad I did. I didn't go down that path. Yeah.
But did it say what you might could make? Did it give any idea what they would pay you?
He didn't discuss pay. You know, he just said, I found your resume. I find it that we need your skills and experience. And we, you know, get a hold of me back, you know, that kind of thing. It's been almost 20 years now, so.
Wow.
But, yeah, sure did. Yeah. I guess they were desperate. Once they get that big government contract, you know, they need to fill those slots. And later on, when he resigned from Blackwater, he revealed that he was a CIA asset for 6 years. So all these guys, you go do that, you're going to be working for the CIA. And you're just going to, go down that road. But, when I see Zelensky with that green T-shirt, you know what comes to mind? Is that those commercials, you ever watch, like, the late-night TV shows there on the Boomer TV channels that have, like, the 70s and 80s sitcoms and TV shows? And you see they have this guy, and he's LARPing as a veteran. He's in Afghanistan or in the jungle, and he's got a green T-shirt. He's selling a flashlight. You know, tech light, you know.
Yeah.
So pathetic, you know. But what else do I have here? Oh, yeah. Remember Stacey Abrams? She was brought up there, I think, in the first year after the very first Trump State of the Union, she gave the rebuttal. And so she was put on a platform just like they did Barack Obama. She'd been groomed, and then she ran the SPLC. Or headed the SPLC theft for the election in Georgia. Well, now she's on Star Trek Discovery as the president of the United Earth.
Really? Well, you know, she's not conceded. She's not conceded yet her loss in that governor's race in Georgia. She's yet to concede. I mean, so now she's, well, you know, that's worked for Zelensky, because not only was he a comedian, but he was in a series where he was the president of Ukraine on a TV show that ran. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up. It's so surreal. I was telling a really smart guy the other day, a guy that I got a lot of respect for. He's really smart. And I was telling him about Zelensky was in the sitcom in the Ukraine, and he was like, "Farron, come on, I've heard you say a lot. There's no way that's true." And I was like, "Well, pull your phone out and check it out," you know, and he did. And he was like, "How could I not know that?" You know, it's just people they don't look beyond, you know, Fox News or Sean Hannity to tell them anything. It's incredible.
Yeah, and the thing that you know, Putin, I kind of saw this coming, you know, because I see it the same way like Hitler. I've drawn a lot of parallels between Hitler in 38 and Putin now. You know, they had the strings pulled, and they kind of like got them into starting the war, and then they can dump on top of them. And also, at the start of the First World War, the Atlantic cable was cut, so communications couldn't come from Germany. But, you know, they're winning the PR battle. They're manufacturing consent, and Putin, while you know, he focuses on his own country. I mean, he had RT, which is actually taken over under his nose by Zionists. But, you know, he should have had a better PR campaign to actually put forward, at least try to get in edgewise and inform the people exactly what was going on there in the Donbass before doing this, because now, you know, 90% of the population that doesn't bother to look past the headlines and the TV, that they're going to be brainwashed, and that's what we're facing.
Yep, it's absolutely true. And Bruce, I'm jaded, and I have been amazed at the propaganda since February 24th when he invaded, and the ability of the American people to not even, well, you can go on YouTube. It's actually on YouTube, unless they've took it down 2 days ago. That's the last time I looked at it. But the speech that he gave that I was reading those excerpts from is on YouTube, and it's been translated into English. You got to read it for yourself, you know. But the information's out there. But see, the mainstream media, no one, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, NBC Nightly News, not even Breitbart, Fox News, nobody is going to tell you to, hey, go read the speech and see what Putin's actually saying. Much less play some excerpts of it and give you the other side, that it's just a shutdown of information.
No, they won't let you even just hear him honestly, you know, in context with translation. It's like, you know, Hitler, and you go on the Discovery Channel or the History Channel, you know, all they do is they show like 10 seconds of him screaming, you know. And yep. So that's the mental image that you draw. Anyhow, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Paul in New Jersey. Paul, how you doing? What's on your mind, sir?
Hello, Farron. Hey, Farron, when I see the refugees pouring into Western Europe, I can't help but wonder what these people thought of a month ago. I mean, did they ever entertain when Ukraine was in the catbird seat, what the Ukrainian military was doing to the separatists in the Donbass region? You know, there's according to UN reports, there's been 13,000 dead because of that ongoing 8-year conflict. And I tell you, I bet a lot of these people thought it was funny, and they enjoyed that they were kicking the, you know, the buttocks of the Russian-speaking separatists in that region. I'm sure they gloated about it, and they enjoyed it, and they approved of it. And so karma has a way of turning its way around against the people who advocate for evil. You know, and so when Vladimir Putin sent the tanks in on the 24th, I don't think these Ukrainians who just lost their houses in this destruction, I don't think it's so funny anymore, you know, for them, right? You think some of them would have been advocates of peace over the past 8 years and try to work out a settlement and just try to resolve things diplomatically? You think that would have happened? But it didn't happen. And that's part of the tragedy of this, Farron, because, you know, there's one man, Farron, who could end this conflict right away. There's one man who could have ended this conflict 3 weeks ago, just when it was starting, and that was Volodymyr Zelensky. You know, what the Russians want is, you know, they made three basic points. They want to stop the Nazi brigades and the Nazi regalia over in the Azov battalion. They want basically a recognition and a separatism of the two provinces of the Donbas region, the Lugansk and Donetsk regions. And then not to join NATO. All very reasonable demands when you live, when you're a small buffer state next to a superpower. You know, and so I'm just amazed that everybody in the West, they laud this Zelensky guy, and they all talk about peace, how we want peace. What a hero Zelensky is, when the reality is, Farron, sometimes it takes a hero to surrender. Sometimes the man who seeks peace by just giving in to the more powerful nation to avoid an ongoing, you know, like just bloodbath. Sometimes that's the hero. See, and this is something we in the West have a problem with. We don't look at things correctly when it comes to what a great leader should be. Because the fact of the matter is, when you think of an Abraham Lincoln, so many people revere him as a great man and a hero to his nation. I see the man as a complete degenerate piece of garbage and a fool who started and caused a war and did nothing about it and exacerbated the war that killed 650,000 Americans. You know, for a cause that probably could have been resolved diplomatically. And likewise with Zelensky. And so this is such a tragedy on such a large scale, Barrett, because we have this stubborn Jew leading the Ukraine, who's, in my opinion, mentally ill, who just won't do the decent thing and sue for peace with the Russians and try to end this now. As, like I said, he could have ended this 2.5 weeks ago, but he's not. So the blood is on that man's hands. And I think we should remember and put the blame on the Jewish people throughout the world and press upon them, why are your Jewish leaders not bringing about a peace right now? And they really need to hear this, because they're the ones behind this, exacerbating it, and getting away with it. And it's a tragedy, Baron, and I'd like to hear your response.
I agree, Paul. I mean, Putin was asking for is extremely reasonable. It would be much better for Zelensky to have not allowed his country to be destroyed, all these, the infrastructure, the loss of life. And when I listen to what you're saying, it makes so much sense. But think about the fact that not one member of Congress that I have seen, if they've said it, it's not been printed where I could, I ran across. I certainly haven't seen them on TV. Make that very same argument. Not one. Make that very same argument that you just made. You would think with 435 members of Congress, you would have somewhere. Now, Tulsi Gabbard, which she's not a member anymore, she just made the comment that, they should stop combat and secure these bioweapon labs facilities, and that nitwit Mitt Romney was calling for her to because he was asking for her to resign. Maybe she still is a member, I'm not sure. But we are living in the day now, Paul, where if anyone speaks out that has a position in Congress, like what you just said, they would be so vilified. So if anyone feels that way, they won't say it. And it makes perfect sense. I mean, and Putin's message is not, you couldn't put any of this out. None of the mainstream media put any of this out of what this conflict is really over. And then everybody rushing out and putting, I stand with Ukraine on flags on their, on their Facebook, and somehow my local news media out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, manages to find some Ukrainian people, supposedly, might be crisis actors for all I know, in the local area, and then they put them on TV crying about what's happening, and, you know, their uncle has been wounded, and blah, 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 and just playing the American people like a maestro plays the violin. The break's going to get you. I'll hold you over. I'd like to get your response, Paul. The break is here. Hang on, Paul. We'll wrap it up on the other side. Okay. We got Patrick and Bruce from Bruce in the USA. 512-248-8252 if you want to join the conversation. Back in moments.
You're the defendant. God was sent.
Father!
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
We're back on the Alternative Media Baron in the studio. We must have the best heavy metal on Republic Broadcasting Network. All right, back with Paul in New Jersey. We got Patrick, Bruce, Pat, and Dave coming up. I wanted to give you a chance to respond to that, Paul. I really appreciate your phone call. Go ahead, sir.
Well, Farron, I can't help but responding with a question of my own. What happens in another 2 months and Zelensky signs it? the deal with the Russians. Then it turns out that two more months of carnage all happened because Zelensky, in his perverted sick mind, just couldn't bring himself to make a sue for peace. You know, and,
great
and
there's
something. Yeah, you
great
know, and so that and that goes from the beginning of this war. He could have immediately sent out over negotiators and made a deal and resolve this right off the beginning, but he doesn't like it that way.
Biden now, neither.
Now, one last thing is, you know, skeptics like myself, and I, we don't like it when Christians are not being good Christians, right? And I think there's a lot of that, too. I think a lot of atheists and Jews and even Satanists, they hate it when Christians are not being good Christians. So I want to appeal to the Christians throughout the world and in the Ukraine. Remember, Christians, that you were taught, Jesus taught, that blessed are the peacemakers. So let's not drum up a lot of militarism and all the rest of that. Let's just get Zelensky out there. Zelensky, you got to get out there and submit and sue for peace. Although the problem being that he's Jewish and he never was taught the lesson that blessed are the peacemakers. And so let's run with that. Let's run with a Christian interpretation, Perrin. And on that note, thank you.
Thank you so much. Great call as always. Patrick, Bruce, Pat, and Dave coming up. Patrick, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Darren, yeah, we got a problem here, but it's not new. It's been the same culprits all along since the start of this country. And it's like the British, when there's the British Civil War, they took all the church's property, and so the bankers, they loaned all the new owners of the property, which were the British aristocracy, so they owned them. They were in debt to these bankers. And the British Army was basically a tool for them when they wanted to sell cocaine or opium to China. They sent in the army to soften them up. So they've been. It's just an example over and over. It's like the South Africa. You know, the Rhodes, Cecil Rhodes and Rothschild. De Beers found diamond and gold down there, so they had to get rid of the occupants. They sent in the army. It's the same thing. They've been here all along. They use Smelly Butler on our side. He says, Al Capone had nothing on me. I'm a gangster on seven continents. They're working for the Jews. To put it bluntly, as Rothschild said, you know, renew my charter to be war. And Jefferson, no. And so they got the war 1812. It's the same thing over and over, but they've been here. They've been running this country, and we let them get too far. And so that was at the very start of this country. In 1776, it was Jacob Frank, Amschel Rothschild, and Adam Weishaupt created the Illuminati, and they married them with the Masons. In 1776, and it was strong enough as it was, and they were completely in control. Virginia has always been a heavy Masonic control. Charleston Harbor was under Masonic control, and so you know it's like we've been under control, and they take control of the printing presses in the War 1812, the University Press. Yeah, completely just dominated everything. That was it. Yeah, that was the way they communicated back then.
And now, Patrick, they've got practically a complete stranglehold on the media and social network. Coming back with Bruce in USA, Pat, Dave, and Laura coming up. Thank you, Patrick. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, taking your phone calls, 512-248-8252. Alan, I've got my copy of No Apologies by Barry Goldwater, just $8 off of eBay. Back to the phones. Bruce in the USA, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Mr. Phelan, I believe you're a better version of Rush Limbaugh, so keep on with the confidence. I was disconnected from my phone network, so I wanted to state this, please, and I'll stand by if you want me to after I state this. I ask of you, do you believe it's just as bad to kill a child in war as it is to kill a child in everyday civilian life? And I state this also, don't take the easy way out saying voting won't change things. Challenge for a political office, and don't blame it on the American people. I blame it on failed leadership. And last, I say this, take care of number one. That's you, so you can help friends and family. And I say that to everybody. And I'll stand by now, and thank you very much. And I do make monthly ties because of you, the older dude who pushes the gold and silver. He has some real good talking points. And Chris Switzer and the rifle expert who's with J.R. Moore, I think. So thanks.
Yeah, to your first question, I mean, killing a child is a horrific act in any sense. So, yeah. You know, I'm opposed to
it. There you go. And Rush Limbaugh made no distinction between the two. And people who think like that have something seriously wrong with them. So thank you for, you know, for being kind and good.
And you know, I hope you've not just caught bits and pieces of my show and thought that I was in any way a Rush Limbaugh fan. I was a stark critic. I mean, the man had 15 hours a week for however many decades, I guess 30 years.
Yeah,
and he
five,
never
spent 500,000 a year, all just for the Republicans and the Democrats. And they're siphoning money from Kiev energy companies for years. And that's why they're standing, clapping for this, whatever he is. I'm not going to get into negativity. This guy is
Bruce,
Zelensky, and the former heavyweight champion of the world is a weirdo too, who's mayor of Kiev, Vitaly Klitschko. Now, Usyk, U-S-Y-K, who is a heavyweight champion, is from Kiev in Ukraine, and he'd be an outstanding leader. I'll be quiet and listen now. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Rush Limbaugh had all those hours, and he couldn't spend 1 hour in 30 years on just some of the basic stuff, like the ridiculousness of the Federal Reserve banking system. And I mean, I could go on and on and on, and I've covered
that. That's why he needed a challenge for a political office, and you need the challenge for one, too, and just see what comes of it. And, of course, watch your back like I have to watch my back.
But you may not know this, Bruce. I ran for Congress in 2016, and it was...
I think I remember you saying that, yeah.
It was a great experience. I mean, I got a front row seat to how it really works and how the media, you know, just will selectively
Tom
crucify
Metzger
you.
Beat Brown, Jerry Brown, but he ran as a Democrat and they disallowed Tom Metzger his seat. So you've got to run as an independent.
That's
and
interesting.
Hopefully that can't be done to us when we win.
And I certainly do agree with your last statements of, you know, educate the people around you, take care of number one best you can, especially with regards to your health, because with what I went through last year with my mom and a little bit of the healthcare system I've dealt with for myself in the last 3 months, it is really something where we find ourselves at. But I appreciate the phone call. I hope I addressed everything. I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to say,
God,
and I really appreciate your call.
Godspeed to everybody, and if you don't believe in God, believe in a higher power. Take care.
Hey, thank you. And, you know, to those that maybe don't believe in God or don't believe in the Christian viewpoint, I mean, I think we all have to agree there's got to be a higher power. I mean, the world, the planet, the tides, the fruit, the seasons, I mean, you could go on and on. It just, to me, there has to be a higher power of intelligence for all of this to exist and be created in the sense that it is. Pat in Texas, Dave and Laura coming up. Pat, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Well, I wasn't going to get on, but some guy asked what happened to the Christians that they don't want peace anymore. Well, I think it was called Ronald Reagan, and he had MADD, Mutually Assured Destruction, because he thought it was better to be dead than red. Remember those days? Better.
Yeah.
Anyway,
go ahead.
I wanted to,
go ahead.
I told people this already, but it's really come out lately. There's a Russian Duma fellow named Oleg Medvedev. He got on Russian state TV this week, and he said that America did not purchase the Alaska, Seward's Folly from them. They only rented it in 1867 for $7.2 million. Haven't heard from Sarah Palin yet about it, but other people would go, no, ain't no way. And also Fort Ross, 90 miles north of San Francisco, they own that, and they want it back. Another thing, too, is whatever happened to that guy who came against Putin a couple of years ago, and he was poisoned and took off the plane in a coma to Germany and recovered. I think he's still around, and he's saying, I don't care if you give me 100 years in jail. So I think that's what's happened to people. Better dead than red.
You know, I remember too, Pat, when the after 9/11, there was a lot of churches that put locally, I can't speak nationally, but in this area, which is the landscape is dotted with churches in this area. But they actually had parades and marches for invading Iraq, and they did back under the George Herbert Walker Bush, too. I mean, a lot of the religious leaders, so to speak, were very outspoken in favor of going to war. You know, the John Hagees of the world. But all right, hey, thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I didn't know Hagee had degrees in history, so it's kind of interesting to listen to him sometime. But my point is that. If we're going to go back and take land that people used to own, like Mexicans do, and they're making deals with China right now, they'll probably want downtown Dallas, and that's probably why they made it a sanctuary city, trying to get along with Mexico, so they won't take Dallas back.
Well, I guess, you know, time will tell. I'm so it's hard to believe the things that we say, but they are actually coming to fruition. Thank you so much. Dave in the Thumb. I hope I got that correctly. Dave, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Farron. I really look forward to your show every week, and I hope you stay with us and you know, keep plugging away. Paul, that guy should have his own show. I love hearing his voice of reason. He is probably, in my view, one of your best callers. He's very wise. And although, you know, what he spoke about, these Jewish leaders around the world, they don't want peace. They want a piece of everything around the world, and not just a piece. They want the whole piece. And that's what this is all about. That region is the Cossack Mountains. That's where the Khazars, the Ashkenazis come from. Read your Bible, people. You know, you claim to be Christians. Noah's grandson, I believe, was Ashkenaz. You know, that's who started this all. And, you know, the guy who called in from the USA, you know, he says it's not America's fault. It's our leaders' fault. Well, guess what, sir? We're not supposed to have leaders. They are our public servants. They're our employees. We are our own leaders, okay? We're supposed to be self-governing, and guess what? You can't, you know, laws can only be passed by the consent of the governed, and I do not consent. I do not consent. This is a joke, and, you know, what you got to do, listen to Roger Sales. He's now taken over Ralph Winterrood, rest in peace. Roger's got his time slot now on Sunday evenings at 6 Eastern on RBN, and he's teaching people how to remove themselves from the corporate government as a U.S. citizen fiction to become a national, okay? And you can't join that corporate world. Like, Farron, you ran for Congress, okay? I didn't know you back then. I've only, you know, been listening to RBN about 3 years, but man, you can't win in that world. You know, everybody like Farron may have, you know, got in or tried to get in with the right, you know, mindset, but you can't beat these people. This is a corporation, okay? We aren't corporate fictions, and we can't, our votes, it's a joke. We used to be qualified electors, okay? You had to be a property owner in your county in order to cast a ballot. So, you know, people that came through the county couldn't change your laws, right? And this is what's happened to America. We've been lulled to sleep, and if we don't wake up as we the people, it's over. Our way of life is over. We can't join the corporation. We're not on the board of directors for Walmart. We can't go in and tell Walmart what to do. Their employees can't go in and tell them what to do. That's what this government is. It's a fiction. It's a corporation, and they're not a very good corporation of, you know, making money. They're real good at stealing money. And they're robbing us blind, people. We have to join as a group, okay? look at national-assembly.net. That's the administrative, you know, we the people. That's who's going to take this country back and return the republic back to its original jurisdiction. Listen to LibertyTreeRadio.4mg.com, Mark Kornke. You know, Mark and John worked together starting these militias, these unorganized militias. That's the people, okay? That's the side of the militia that, you know, we the people need to be part of. And that's how we're going to stop this onslaught of, you know, that. Farron, you got anything to say?
Well, there's a lot of truth in what you're saying. And two, since you maybe wasn't listening, let me just quickly say that when I ran for Congress, that it was a special election, so it was a perfect time. It was only going to last about 7 weeks, so you didn't have to campaign for 6 months. And I knew I had no chance whatsoever to win, but it does give you the ability to get on local TV and go to these big events and give speeches and get a lot of truth out there that, I mean, these people heard things they had never, ever heard anyone say, because I really took the opportunity just to drastically criticize the Republican Party, and you're getting to criticize them to their face. I mean, they done everything but tar and feather me, practically. But yeah, I mean, you know, a PAC came in, a super PAC came in and picked out of 17, picked a person that had never won office anywhere, and he won. The money, it wasn't even an election. What it is now, Bruce, is it's an auction. The election is an auction to the highest bidder, and it totally controls politics in America. And that's why what we're seeing right now in our politics, where all these insane lunatics like Lindsey Graham are for this war, and you know the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, they went along with all the shutdowns and lockdowns, even on the state level. And so my argument has always been, which I think you'll agree, and we're going to find out, but my argument has always been, you've got to educate the people to the reality of what's going on and break them out of this left-right paradigm, which is what Rush Limbaugh was the master at keeping them in. But I'll be honest with you, Dave, I've been doing this now on radio for 14 years this month. 14 years this month. March 1st was my anniversary. And I came to the microphone thinking, you know, if I explain to people about 9/11, I explain to them about the USS Liberty, I explain to them about the Federal Reserve, I explain how voting is rigged, I explain to them that it's a two-party, one-party system, that these wars are for Israel, they'll want to know, they'll want to make a change. And I ran for office, and I got, which is very questionable, but I got 402 votes. 402 will live with me forever, but I'll give you the last word before we go to Laura, which is the last caller I've got on hold at the moment. Go ahead, Dave.
You know, I appreciate everything you said, and you're right. I think you did a great job. We got to wake up. I'm going to reverse that. We can't wake up those that are asleep. We have to find the remnant, right? Those of us that are like-minded, that's who we the people is. That's who we are. And we don't need leaders to lead us into these wars, these bankers' wars. And, you know, all Jews aren't bankers, but all bankers are Jews. So this whole thing is a fraud. And this country, okay, is going down the river. And if we don't become we the people again, go to national-assembly.net. A hyphen is a dash. national-assembly.net. And, you know, Laura coming up here, this gal's living in a nursing home. She gets on every radio show and speaks her mind about what's going on. And, you know, she is a hero. This woman is incredible, and she should be praised. And you know what? I wish I could help her out of that place. But I'll tell you what, if America doesn't start defending its own borders instead of going into these needless wars, Putin is a hero, not Zelensky. Zelensky's a fraud. He's a puppet of he's an Obamaist puppet. Okay, and this coup that was, you know, Newland and Obama and O'Biden and all that whole cast of characters, that's who's perpetrating this war. And, you know, Putin is defending his people and his country and their way of life, and God bless him for it. And thank you, Farron, and you keep up the great work and keep RBN on there. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll be coming back with Laura Obama-ness. First time I'd heard that. Pretty good. Pretty good. Laura in Michigan, stay with me. You're up after the break. Back in a moment.
If your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Alternative Media Fan in the studio. We got Laura in Michigan, and if we can get to her, Kathleen in Texas. Laura, thanks for holding. What's on your mom?
Hi, Farron. I just wanted to say, last week, Kevin McCarthy, he's a minority leader in the Senate. He's Republican. He said, I don't see why NATO can't go into the Ukraine. That tells you where the Republicans are. Also, I got to give everybody a heads up. You be careful. You call into Mike Rivero's show. He doesn't want to hear the word Jew anymore, he told me. He doesn't want to hear Jew. And Kelso's show, you can't say Jew. So you got to be... So for now on, if you talk about Zaleski, talk about the Lutheran Zaleski instead of saying Jew.
So, I was unaware of that.
Yeah, yeah. It just happened to me the other day. And also... I talked to one of the board ops, and I said, well, I was happy to hear David Duke on that Friday. I said, I hope he can do every Friday. And he said, no, they had so many complaints. But evidently, all the people on RBN aren't looking for the truth. So that's the problem right there. I loved seeing David Duke every Friday until the liberation of the Ukraine was complete.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a depth of knowledge on the Ukraine. He lived in the Ukraine. He went to college in the Ukraine. And, you know, Russia, he toured Russia. You know, it's a wealth of information and knowledge there if you want to give it a whirl. All right, hey, thank you so much, Laura. I appreciate the phone call. I'm going to grab Kathleen right quick, and she'll be the last call. Kathleen, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Hey, Farron, you're a great Christian telling the truth. And the reason I called was to say I am also a great fan of Laura that just called. She is a hero, and I just want her to know that she's got a fan club, and I just wanted to chime in about that. And all the Sam, Mike, and Julie, and all of the callers and hosts at RBN are in my prayers. So thank you so much, Farron. You're a great Christian. Take care.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the kind words. If you've I wanted to say again, Stephen Allen tomorrow morning, Republic of Texas Radio, 8 a.m. Central, going to have a special guest. I don't know who that will be. Support RBN, donate to RBN to keep the network on the air, to continue the work John Stadtmiller started. I mean, there's just so much information goes through this network in the course of a week. The website's great. If you like this particular broadcast, donate. I ask for nothing. Donate to the network. You know, Sam's there on the weekend working, doing a great job. Mike during the week, and it takes a lot to do it. Also, AP ran the story this week. I didn't see anyone cover it. Saudi Arabia on Saturday, this is last Saturday, executed 81 people convicted of crimes ranging from killings to belonging to militant groups, the largest known mass execution carried out in the kingdom in its modern history. So when you see, you know, headlines like mass execution, you just have to mention that, you know, because it gets no coverage. Also, I was looking back through my files, the 2001 anthrax attacks. If you're looking for something just odd to look into, how that was pinned on Bruce Ivings, and then he supposedly OD'd on Tylenol. I used to cover that quite extensively years earlier. I believe I hear the music. We're out of time. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. Gold's about $2,000 an ounce now. And God help us all.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.